Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected, the podcast where the everyday bends into the uncanny.
Tonight's tale begins with a flea market purchase, a mirror that seems harmless, even beautiful. But soon, it reveals that reflections aren't always loyal copies.
This is The Mirroress Reflection.
Amelia Grant's weekends were often spent wandering through antique shops and flea markets. She loved things with history, items that had belonged to strangers long before her. One Saturday, she spotted it, a tall, ornate mirror, its gilded frame chipped but elegant, its surface oddly flawless despite its age. The seller, an elderly man with tired eyes, pushed her to take it. "Been in the family too long," he muttered. "Better it go to someone else." Amelia assumed he meant it was just clutter to him. For $20, she carried it home. She placed it in her bedroom, across from her bed.
At first, she admired the way it made the room look larger, how it coaxed the morning light.
But within days, the mirror began to disturb her. It started with subtle delays. She'd raise her hand to brush her hair, and her reflection would lift its hand a beat too late. When she leaned in close, her reflection's eyes seemed darker. Once, she thought she saw it blink twice when she had only blinked once. She tried to laugh it off.
Mirror completrique.
But late one night, she woke suddenly. Moonlight pooled across her sheets. She looked toward the mirror, and froze. Her reflection was sitting upright, though she was lying flat.
The figure's eyes looked en air.
And then it smiled. She bolted upright, switching on the lamp. The reflection matched her again, normal. For the rest of the night she sat awake, staring, terrified to look away. Over the following weeks, the mirror's defiance became bolder. At times her reflection lingered when she turned her head, moving only after she looked back. Once, when she whispered to test herself, she swore she saw her reflection's lips form words she hadn't spoken. It escalated when she deliberately tested it. She lifted her right hand slowly. The reflection lifted its left. She leaned closer, and it leaned too, but just before their faces aligned, her reflection whispered something, too faint to hear. Amelia stumbled back, slamming the bedroom door. She phoned the auction house in desperation. The seller, they said, had moved away, no forwarding address. But one worker recalled something strange. He mentioned his grandmother thought the mirror showed people's souls, not their bodies. Amelia began researching. She found old folklore warning never to sleep across from a mirror. Some cultures claimed mirrors captured souls, others said they were gateways for spirits waiting to cross. The warnings blurred together, but all carried the same note: mirrors weren't just glass. That night, she covered the mirror with a heavy blanket. For the first time in weeks, she slept. But in the morning, the blanket lay on the floor. The mirror was bare. She moved into the guest room, leaving the mirror behind. She avoided the master bedroom altogether. But sometimes, late at night, she heard a faint dragging sound down the hallway, like fabric sliding against the floor. And when she dared to peek inside, the blanket was always gone. Once in the dim light, she saw her reflection waiting for her, standing closer to the glass than it should have been. Its smile was wider now, patient. Now Amelia lives with doors locked and lights on, but she knows it's only a delay.
The mirror way. Her reflection way.
And one night, when she's too tired to resist, she fears it will step through. That was tonight's story on Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Sometimes mirrors reflect us. And sometimes, they reflect what wants to take our place.